And it is John Gibbons. And we continue our journey to try and find out a little bit more about the man most strongly linked with the now vacant Liverpool job, Areola. And we've got an old friend on, Jonathan Norcroft, who's written a fascinating piece in the Sunday Times, which I would encourage people to read, called Chaos Over Order, Klopp Over Pep, What I Learned About the Intelligent Areola. So, Jonathan, I mean, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap. You are an old friend, but, you know, we do welcome you back very fondly.
Oh, hi, Gibbo. Yeah, you've grown since first appeared with you. Lot, I think you've gone worldwide, haven't you?
I thought you meant me physically.
Oh, no. You're still the athletic paragon you've always been, mate.
No, but yeah, tours done away. We're still kicking on, which is fantastic. But before we get into Areola, what did you make of the news about Slot leaving? Was it expected for you?
Yes and no. I mean, I thought that was the direction of travel, like a lot of us did. I think once Mo had made his intervention, that seemed to me to be the final step. I mean, I saw Arne as kind of where Keir Starmer is in the end, that you can struggle on, but you've lost your key constituency. And no matter how many people are rooting for you, it's sort of done. I thought it was done, you know, round about the end of the season. But the noises were still very much that Liverpool were going to continue with them. So I think the timing was a surprise. The ruthlessness perhaps was a surprise, because from what I understand, Arne was, you know, and the people around him didn't see it coming either. But when you look at it in the round, I think he's a man that deserves an enormous credit for what he's given to Liverpool, not just the title, but the way he steered the club through a difficult situation last summer.